or becoming your Auto Value Store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Welcome back for our game of the week on WLEW Radio and Thumbnet.net 102.1, and we are getting so close. 31 minutes away from game time here at Laker Field. The lights are on. Kurt Damrow here along with Steven Kaczynski. We're going to bring tonight's play-by-play and all the information that we can dig up on both of these teams. Steven, we are close to game time. We talked about a couple surprises there during the first break there. And let's share a couple of things that are happening. Now we talked about the end zone. You see what's going on down there?
I think that's going to be quite the entertaining addition to tonight's game that I don't quite think people in the audience have quite realized what they're doing over there
yet. They have no idea what's going on again. Well, let's go over the tickets. So with all the MHSAA rules, everything that's taken place with all the state rules, well, we finally get a few more people in the stands. Yep. So for tonight's game, 500 tickets have been allotted. Out of the 500, 250 tickets went to each team. Lakers had 250, and even number 250 went to the Bad Axe Hatchets. In talking to the superintendents, these tickets were sold in record time. As fast as they could get the dollars across the counter, the tickets were gone. So we know we've got at least 500 people in addition to all of the tech officials and these field officials and all that. Down in the end zone, though, have you ever been to a Central Michigan football game?
Absolutely, yep. I have.
Yes, you have.
I worked on the marketing promotions team, so I was down on the sideline right for a whole football season.
So you see that the Army is here tonight with that big howitzer set up in the end zone, just like the CMU football games. So when and if the Lakers score, they will be nailing that cannon for the home team, and they're going to also do it after the national anthem.
And people, if I have one word of advice, at least for the people in the stands, they better buckle up because that thing is loud.
What fun. Well, the works have been brought out tonight here at Laker Field, the T-shirt cannons, yep, and all kinds of giveaways and goodies as much as we can. You know what? If it wasn't for the limit of 500, there would probably be 1,000, 2,000 people here tonight. This rivalry, Stephen, goes back. You and I played years back, me a lot longer than you did.
Right.
But even coaching back, what do you mean right? Right. And I coached here a number of years back on the football side. But it's the same rivalry. If it was 50 years ago, 40 years ago, I mean, there's old Laker alumni. There's old Bad Axe alumni. They're listening to the radio tonight. They've been doing this for decades. They're on the sidelines if they can get a ticket. But most are going to be listening tonight because, again, it's your ticket sales were based on your students and your players and all the other stuff. So the family members of each of the players, I believe, had two tickets. They got first shot at it, and then it went to the rest of the student body and so on. But, you know, let's talk about this rivalry. Boy, I mean, what it meant to me when I played, this was the Super Bowl. I mean, this was it. How about you?
Well, I know that it never – when Bad Axe and Lakers play – the first thing you can do is throw the records out the window.
Right.
It doesn't matter if one team is on track for state finals and one team is on track to go 0-9. It does not matter. You threw the records out the window. Every how many points you scored throughout the season, every stat you could think of out the window. Boy. Because when Bad Axe and Lakers hit the gridiron, it is a battle every single year.
That's a great point. Over the years, we've seen teams, the Lakers, maybe they might have won one game all season. The Bad Axe could be undefeated, or Lakers could be undefeated, and Bad Axe maybe didn't get a win all season. But when they came to the field, this it was just even. It was a 50-50. It was a coin toss. You know, like you said, every statistic goes right out the door. And that's what we're going to start with tonight in about 27 minutes away. So we've got a parents' night underway. As you can hear in the background, our tonight's tower announcer is Laker principal Johnny B. Good. And on the board is also Killer Killinger, who's going to be running the board tonight for the Laker field. So tonight we'll be announcing all the pregame. We'll be announcing the – we're not going to be, but the tower, you'll hear it in the background with the appearance of each of our varsity football players and seniors as they come out. Well, we've talked about our crowd that's going to happen tonight. People are rolling in. They were rolling in early. Now, rumor had it, and I don't know if there's any tickets left, but there was some rumor, and I did see one gentleman come in about 45 minutes ago, and said I heard that there was maybe 20 tickets left. And I saw one guy come in. So is there 19 tickets left? We don't know.
There were – I was – at my last word, I heard that there were a very small amount of tickets left, and they were taken to the ticket booth. It is first come, first serve. Once they are out, and they will be closing those gates down as soon as those tickets are gone.
Weather tonight, it's looking pretty good, Stephen. It just we just had some rain go through here at Laker Field in between Elkton and Pigeon here on M-142 and Huron County, the heart of the thumb, like we like to think it is. And 61 degrees right now at game time. The Bad Axe Hatchets arrived at 6:12 p.m. on their Hatchet school bus, and they are now on the field warming up with their kickers out there at the about the 30-yard mark. Looks like they got a pretty good kicking game. I'll tell you that already, just looking at them warming up. And the Lakers are now doing the parents' night, and they're coming out with their parents. They were out earlier warming up on the field. And we'll be back out shortly as we announce all of the family members and we go through all the parents' night information. So we got quite a team here in the booth tonight. Well, we're filling in for Clark Ramsey and company. Clark's on the road. So Kurt Dammer along with Steven Kaczynski. Hey, we got some good backup tonight. We got Jay Doobie out of Pigeon.
Yes.
And we got Kent Schittler, a 40-year MHSAA referee. So he might be our go-to guy once in a while on some of these questions.
I'm very happy that they decided to come in. They're gonna be a big help to us, especially with. Hey, the good news is the Lakers has some good jersey combo this tonight. We can actually see the numbers from the press box tonight.
Now, if Clark's listening, he understands what we're talking about. When you're up here, the Lakers on some of the games they wear a dark green jersey with a gray green tinted numbers. And you cannot see those numbers.
Yeah, now the jerseys look sweet.
But it
is just not good for up in the press box and trying to see those numbers and trying to call out over the radio what's happening. Those numbers are not easy to see.
Well, they're great for a pep rally, and that's about it, or maybe the dance afterwards. But when it comes to the game, we certainly could not broadcast anything. We're going to get ready for a break that's coming up here. And then, Stephen, when we come back, we'd like to talk a little bit about the players on each of the teams, some of the key players, what we might be able to expect tonight. We're also going to talk about a new piece of equipment that is the Pixelot camera program, where you can listen to us on the radio and watch tonight's game live on the internet with this new high-tech, high-dollar Pixelot camera system that's about 3 feet from your head right now on the outside of the tower.
It is it's a sweet system, and it's awesome that the school is able to get this system and get it hooked up and allow, like I said, people that either they can't get into the capacity, they don't feel safe coming out, whatever it may be, it is a great other option to watch these Lakers while they're at home in the safety of their home.
Well, let's get ready for a break. Take care of just a couple more sponsors. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to go live and listen to us here, which you're doing already, and how to watch the game as you listen to us. So you get a great opportunity tonight for so many people who are not allowed to attend tonight's Lakers versus the Bad Axe Hatchets. This is Kurt Damrow, Stephen Kaczynski on Cruise 102.1 FM Sports, and we'll be right back after this.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan.